This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Joining me for the first time tonight is I'm not really sure exactly what his title is, but he is the man. He's the man out front at DTWS Arms. His name is Sam Goodwin. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What is your title there, anyway?
I am the Director of Operations.
There you go. Well, that's pretty much the man, right?
At least I think. Adam keeps giving me additional duties, so I think I'm like the jack of everything, maybe.
The man of many hats. The man of many hats.
The man of many hats. There you go. Yes.
There you go. Let's talk a little bit about you. Let's talk about a little bit about your time in the gun industry. This is not your first rodeo when it comes to dealing in the gun industry, is it?
It is not.
Tell us about it.
Like most gun nuts, when I was in high school and college, I went to gun shows, gun shops, begged my parents to take me and drag me around, and became a gun nut. You know how that goes. We all have that in common. And in the early 90s, I started working for a small gun shop here in Columbia while I was in college, doing gun shows, doing things like that, and did it until I graduated. And a little short thereafter, then, of course, I had to get a real job. So I did that for till the early 2000s, and still hung out at gun shows, met some of the dealers, donated my time, expected nothing in return, and just developed the relationships and to get the benefits. That landed me working with several other small companies over the years, and back in 2011, it landed me working for one of the major players in the industry, and I went to work as a representative and as a buyer for this company. Worked for them up until this past summer, and went to work for DTWS Arms. My history with Adam, family with DTWS Arms, goes back to 2009. Met him on the gun show circuit. Watched him grow, watched him develop, and when a sequence of events brought me available, he wanted me on his team, and here I am.
Yeah, I can see where that would be, where Adam would reach out to you and get you for that one. So, DTWS Arms is, in my opinion, a boutique builder. They have boutique quality. They have it at a less than boutique price. And
right, that's where we cover our niche.
Right. At the same time, DTWS Arms came around, and when I was talking to Adam about this, when all this started up, I was like, I just basically asked him, "Wow, you just have no fear in you at all, do you?" Because this segment of the market, although I don't understand it today, I don't understand why it's that way today, but at that time when we first started talking about this firing up, the AR-15 market is sort of a crater.
That puts it mildly, yes.
Now, that doesn't mean that they're not being sold. I mean, they are getting sold, but at the same time, the challenge that you face is the same challenge I face in the case of DTWS, because a little bit of name recognition goes a long way. We've got, I know we have long-term plans that are going to get the DTWS guns in the hands of other high-profile people, and then the cool factor will come in, and then people will start to look at that and everything, but it's a process, isn't it?
It is.
Now, having been around as much as you've been around in the gun industry, are you impressed by the DTWS AR as I am?
I absolutely am. Like I said, I started working with that, you know, working a little alongside Adam back in 2009, watched him doing what he's doing. And, you know, we discussed the dynamics of the AR market for many years. And when this came up, him forming his company, building his own guns, we're trying to decide which direction do we go. And, you know, the AR market, in my humble opinion, is going to, I guess, fall into two categories. You're going to have your entry-level AR that everybody can afford.
Right.
And then you're going to have the upper end that everybody wants.
Right.
And that's really where you want to go, because the person with discerning income, discerning taste, is going to want the best. And is going to want to not have the entry level, so to speak. Nothing wrong with entry level guns. They work. They're great. But when you have discerning income and you have discerning taste, you want to have something a little better. And going into that segment of the AR market, I see will emerge. I think it already has. You look at some of the names out there. They've made names for themselves and have a history. So I think we've already seen that happen. And it's going to just continue, and here we are.
Well, I think in the market with the entry level AR-15, I think when somebody is coming into it and they're looking at their first AR-15, they're very likely to buy that at like Academy Sports, because they're looking for an AR-15. They're not looking for a DTWS gun, because they don't know the difference between a DTWS gun and a Smith & Wesson or a DPMS or a Delton or any of those others.
Exactly.
And so they'll go to Academy Sports and get the entry-level gun. And then, you know, I've had this conversation with Chris Costa. Most people that get into the AR-15, that get into the AR-15, end up going through two or three before they come to the conclusion that they got to up their game a little bit and actually invest in a decent rifle. And
right.
You know, a decent rifle to me is, you know, one of the things I like about the DTWS gun is it is so over-engineered that as long as I lubricate it and I don't keep shooting it till it starts to glow in the dark, I'm not going to need a gunsmith. I just can't shoot it enough to need a gunsmith. I might, you know, over time I might burn out the barrel, but, I mean, what do you think?
Well, if you have the budget to burn out the barrel, then more power to you.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Most of us don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, the folks that get into the entry-level AR, they get in, they realize, they start shooting at the platform. It is, you know, we call it the Barbie doll or the Erector set or the Lego set for men for a reason.
Lego, yeah.
It's really a platform, and a lot can be done with it. And it can be just basic, if you want to use the term mil-spec, or it can be a little more refined. And that refined market is where I see us making our niche, our carving our portion into that area. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're not looking at making a basic gun. I hate using the bargain basement term, but I think everybody understands what I'm saying here.
I do.
We're going for the folks that have a little more discerning taste and want a slightly better AR-15, and that can be done.
Yes, it can be. Now we're coming up on the first break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about why you should be cultivating that discerning taste and why you would probably, if looking at DTWS, you get to cultivate that discerning taste while at the same time you get to cultivate it less expensively, but not in any negligible way as far as the quality of what you're getting in the firearm. I think that's probably a temporary thing, because as time goes on, that will probably change. But we'll be right back. My guest is Sam Goodwin from DTWS Arms. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I am talking with Sam Goodwin, the operations manager of DTWS Arms. Currently, what I think to be the diamond in the rough out there amongst the... I have a DTWS Arms tier rifle. That rifle has a balance and a trigger that is without peer. There's only one thing I would change about that rifle if I could change it, and it's not so aggravating to me that I'm going to give mine up to go get another one. I'll just keep the one I got because One out of 150 ain't bad. I'll take it. I'll deal with it because everything else about it is so superb. Now, for the average person coming in, buying a DTWS Arms tier, which I think goes, is it still clocking at $1,999?
Yes, sir.
So when you go to somebody like Knights Armament or, who else would be in that league? LaRue, Tactical.
Noveski,
that kind of thing.
Yeah.
In some cases, you're looking at it's the same rifle with the same attributes, the same elements, the same level of quality at $3,500. Does that sound about right?
Give or take a dollar or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. If this is the kind of market you're in right now, this is why, because I don't, if everything's successful, which I think it's a very good chance it's going to be, because the market is cyclic and you and Adam have sort of positioned yourself to be right there waiting when it does turn its way, you know, turn back into the wind. At some point, you guys are just not going to be able to have tier rifles in stock, are you?
We hope so.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, as far as do you think that for $2,000 for a rifle, that's no bargain. Yeah, it's a bargain. It's a bargain. I got one right in there, and I mean, I have run guns by War Sport. I have run guns by Adams Arms, PWS, Salient Arms, Agency Arms. I've never, and the War Sport LVOA clocked in at $3,400, and that was 4 years ago. And I wouldn't trade the tier for that at all.
Well, that's the reason we built it. We saw a portion into the market, or the AR customer that's looking for something that's really good, but has a budget, which we all do. In reality, we have a certain amount of money that we can spend. And we looked at it and said, okay, what can we put together that would be good enough in that price range to meet that customer's demand? And that's where we landed into the tier rifle. Adam has quite a bit of experience running the M4 platform, running the AR-15 platform. He believes the whole thing is a work of art, which I tend to agree. Eugene Stoner was onto something when he built it.
Yep.
And we all know that that's history now. So the tier gives you something at an affordable price range that you can go and run until the cows come home. And if you need another barrel, that can be done fairly easily. It's an AR-15.
Right.
And if you have the ammo budget to wear it out, then we envy you.
Yeah. So going forward, and I've often wondered about how this works for companies like yours, like LaRue, like Knights Armament. How many entry-level rifles do companies like that sell?
You know, depends on the brand, name recognition, and where they are on the market, anywhere from a few hundred to a few thousand a year. We're looking to tap into a portion of that. If we take over the market, then so be it. We'll try to be a little modest here. the tier is our top line rifle. It gives you, all the components and the parts pieces for something on the top shelf. That's not all we offer. You know, if you don't have the $2,000 budget to put into a gun like that, then we offer our Light 15, our Light 12, rifles that are the core components are the same as the tier. It just starts off with basic pieces so that you can improve the gun. If you want to change the stock, you want to change the grip, drop in a new trigger, it's an AR-15. You can do all kinds of things to it. And our Light 15 rifle, the difference between the Light 15 and the Light 12 is the length of the rail. You have your choice of key mod or M-lock, and either a 15-inch rail in the Light 15 or 12-inch rail on a Light 12, depending upon your preference, what the end user would like to have. And those rifles come in at a price point less than $1,200. and using the same billet upper and lower receiver that we use for the tier, and gives you the quality and the dependability that you're looking for at a lower price point, if you so choose.
Yeah. I get that. Now, for most people, though, when they're looking at price point, most of the people that are looking at price point are always going to go for the cheaper price, aren't they? That's the problem with the market. For the people who don't know.
Some of them will, and that's understood, and that's the way it works, and that's okay.
I don't know. People could save so much time and money. And money if they were at that. My first civilian AR I got from Doc. And uh-huh. Since then, now because of the nature of my job, I've been through many ARs. And that's great and everything, but like I have gone from the radically high end AR to in the price point arena, I've gone to, you know, sort of the mid range, which, you know, $2,000, that's about the mid range nowadays, especially right. When you got some of these very exotic companies that make these guns that are, and that's the thing though. It's the thing when I'm looking at somebody that would be looking for an entry level gun, maybe a little cut above it. I so want to just grab them and say, go buy this. And then you won't have to worry with that, you know. Buy this DTWS gun, buy the Light 15, and you're going to love it, and it's never going to tear up. And I know you don't have a point of reference for that right now, but trust me, could you? And that's always the Piccadilly.
Yeah, it can go any number of ways. You know, you have the guys that will go with the entry level gun and then realize they want to make it better, and then add this piece, add that piece, and before they know it, they've sunk a small fortune in this gun. And some of the AR customers over the years have done that. And then they realize, well, wait a minute. I don't need to do that again. I can go buy what I want and buy something better from the get-go with the components that I want on it. And that's where we come in.
There you go. Hang on there, right there for me for a minute. And when we get back, we'll continue more. To find out what they do so. To find out their lineup, go to DTWSarms.com. I've got a couple of videos up on this excellent rifle on the tier that I will put linked up into the show notes on the podcast end of this. My guest is Sam Goodwin, Operations Director of DTWS Arms. This is Lock and Load. Chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from DTWS Arms is Sam Goodwin. Now, in the job that I'm in, Sam, every time one of these yahoos goes insane and uses an AR-15, which is a very rare beast, to be sure, but it still makes lots and lots of headlines, and then that brings all of the gun grabbers out of the woodwork. And I sit back, and I just gird myself for all. I'm going to have to be like Hua Chang Kang deflecting the spears thrown at him by the Apaches. And I just go ahead and I gird myself for that. In the industry, in the gun industry, what happens in the gun industry whenever that happens? I mean, does anything happen? Is there any discernible difference, or...
Well, over the, you know, unfortunately, this has happened more times than we wish it had. And, you know, initially there would be a spike in business, a spike in demand, after the incident itself. Then when the political, like I said, when the gun grabbers come out with, you know, it causes a buying panic, if you will, amongst the public. We saw that at Sandy Hook. We saw that, after the, Orlando nightclub attack. But here lately, all we have seen is, you know, small bumps in the demand for black rifles, modern sporting rifles, whatever you want to call them, and other things that, you know, ammo and things like that. So, it drives the market to an extent, but here lately we've not seen, I guess we owe this to the Trump election. We don't feel that there is that big of a threat of gun control legislation moving. Now, you and I both know we can't underestimate the anti-gunners. No. They are a bunch of people who just don't like guns, don't want anybody to own them, and their methods are irrational, and their legislation reflects that. And, you know, it's very hard to deal with an irrational argument that's based on emotion and quick thinking and not really thinking things through, and it results in, you know, confusion in the market, if you will.
Right.
And as a manufacturer, as a dealer, you know, it puts us on tilt a little bit. Because like you said earlier, when those things happen, you know, it infuriates us that someone would go do that. But what bothers us more is we know what's coming. We know once there's a shooting, here comes Everytown, or here comes, you know, used to be Sarah Brady, but here comes all these people coming out to want to, you know, Chuck Schumer. You know, I remember him from the 90s.
yeah.
He is, quite our enemy, if you will. And they come out, and like I said, their argument is irrational. It's emotion. And, you know, irrational arguments and rushing legislation, you know, you end up with the SAFE Act from New York. That's a prime example. Pass it, what, a month after the thing and, you know, not even think about the repercussions of the law, just pass it because it sounded good?
Right.
Yeah, that's a whole other debate.
Well, it's a whole other debate, but at the same time, the SAFE Act has been pretty much a failure, and it's still there. But yeah. We don't know. Yeah. Nobody knows how many guns got registered because they won't give out the data. So that tells me a lot of them didn't get registered.
Uh-huh.
That's good. I'm glad that that happened that way. But at the same time, there's still a law in place that makes it difficult for the law abiding to get, to just have rights and exist the way you and I do on a regular basis. And I don't know if I take it for granted. Yeah.
I mean, you never know when someone's going to get tripped up. You look at that young lady that had her handgun in New Jersey.
You know, Shanine Allen.
Resident of, what's that?
Shanine Allen.
Yes. I mean, she got caught up. You know, the people that are flying out of New York with their concealed weapons, and the next thing they're spending a weekend at Rikers Island, losing their gun, and getting charged with a crime.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, and I think one thing that should be pointed out that prior to the Pulse nightclub shooting, the biggest, deepest, long, deadliest shooting in history was Virginia Tech, which was a 9mm and a 22 pistol, if I recall correctly.
Right. And, during the assault weapons ban, less than 10 round magazines, you know, what effect did the AWB have on that?
None. None at all.
Exactly.
Well, I mean,
it just kills me. The reason we can't have a good gun debate, you get into discussion with the person and they're like, we need more gun laws. Well, gun laws don't work. I know, but we need more gun laws. Okay, here's why we can't have a rational discussion.
Well, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the discussion is pretty much done. If my litmus test now for the next gun law that gets passed is that it should only impact criminals. You know, like the penalty, murder is illegal, and that only affects you if you murder somebody.
Right.
Whereas getting out there and saying you can only have 7 rounds in a magazine. Well, that makes a criminal out of me because every magazine that I own is at least 10. And even my 1911 magazines are 8. So, I mean, I'm a criminal. So, for me... there should be no more gun law unless it only attacks crime. Because all of these other things that they propose that seem to attack the law-abiding, I'm not that interested in, and I don't think they should get it.
No, I mean, it doesn't affect the criminal. That's the thing. Criminals don't obey laws. That's where you have the emotional argument, we got to have gun control, but no, it doesn't work. So typically, when the gun control debate starts, you know, we come along with the logic, and then we get called everything in the book because we are blowing up their arguments. But their arguments don't stand up once you start saying, you know, I had a discussion after the one of the last shootings, and lady's like, why do you need an AR-15? Why do you need 30 rounds? It's like, well, wait a minute. This happened in, this was the San Bernardino shooting. You know, California had your list of every, quote-unquote, common-sense gun law. It didn't work.
Right.
But we need some kind of gun control. But it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Of course, now you got to ask yourself, what is their definition of gun control law working? Now, if that means taking guns out of mine and your hands, which is their goal, then of course their gun control laws work. Because I don't think their gun control laws, they really care about the criminal. They just want to get the guns away from us.
That's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing. And I want to explore, we're coming up on the next break, but I do want to explore that with you when we get back because... we got about, a minute and 45 seconds left. Gun companies, a lot of gun companies try not to skew too much political. Where does DTWS sit on this? Do you guys get involved in that kind of discussion?
We try not to. It's almost inevitable because it comes up. You can't avoid it. It is the elephant under the room that refuses to be ignored.
Right.
And it does come up. It is a subject. And we just stay in the realm of fact when it comes to a debate. I've come to that realization. All I can do is state the facts, stay on the logic. And usually the logic wins out whether the liberal can stand it or not.
Yeah, but the part that, like with the Las Vegas shooting. Now, the slide fire stock, which is not something that I want. I have no desire to own one. I think if you want one, you should be able to have one because it's an accessory. You waste a lot of ammo with one of those things, and I can't afford that lifestyle like you were talking about. Those things have been in existence for 7 years, and they acted like this was some big revelation when they found out that Paddock had bump fire stocks, which I think I could actually bump fire faster without a slide fire stock than I can with one. But, it's all the same point. Hang on one second, right there.
We'll talk the gun.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's just all over the place. Hang on right there for me, if you will. Sam Goodwin is the operations manager of DTWS Arms. The DTWS platform is, while not ubiquitous yet, everybody that buys one, there is no going back. I mean, once you get into that brand, well, you're in that brand. And you get into it with a high degree of quality, less expensively. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get virtualshield.com, the world's easiest to use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at virtualshield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. Virtualshield.com. You have the right to remain private.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we go!
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Sam Goodwin, the operations manager of DTWS Arms. Now, you have a little of experience with some other AR manufacturers, and where does DTWS stack up with the people that you've worked with before?
You know, in a way, it stacks up above them. I mean, the other manufacturer I worked for dealt in the forged receiver realm. Which in the AR-15 platform, you have basically two types of ways of doing it. You could do a forged receiver, which is your mil-spec, and then you have the billet receiver, which is where DTWS Arms makes their mark. Using a billet up and low receiver, you get several benefits from doing that, from machining tolerances to have your, you know, a bevel magwell, you trigger guard machined into the receiver. And certain other benefits that you can do on a billet receiver that you can't do on a forge, but it's just simply, you know, not there. So, by going to that route, using the, billet upper and lower receiver and a few other billet components, that's where we separate ourselves from some of our competition.
Now are all of the upper and lower receivers on all levels of gun, are they all billet?
They are all machined out of a solid block of 6061 T6 aluminum.
Are they all as over-engineered on the, especially the upper? I honestly believe that if I had a squib round in the tier, and then I pulled the trigger on the next live round, that upper is so, especially the part closest to my face, is so over-engineered on the top of it that it's going to hurt the gun, but it's not going to blow my face off.
Well, because we're using a billet and we're making, you know, and cutting them ourselves, out of a billet rather than a forging, we do a thick wall upper receiver.
Right.
It gives you a little extra protection should that event ever happen. You know, generally speaking, unless you're, you know, full auto fire or doing craziness, you won't run into that. But what if you had a squib load? What if you're a hand loader and you had, you know, a little bit of overpressure? You know, something like that happens on some of your forge receivers, they tend to blow apart. On ours, doesn't quite do that. It gives you a little extra protection should that ever happen. Hopefully it doesn't. It shouldn't. Because once again, you and I don't have the ammo budget to go full auto usually. But the hand loaders, that could happen in that situation.
Now Doc had made reference to some other projects that were coming up, some projects in the 7.62 realm. Is that anything we can talk about tonight?
Oh, yes. I'm very ecstatic about that. We have already... R&D'd and built a few on the, we call it the DTWS-10.
Right.
AR-10 platform, using the same thing we do on the 15 platform. Billet 6061 T6 aluminum upper and lower receiver, thick-walled, just like on our 15 rifles. And we've had good reception on the limited amount that we've sold so far and we've built. One that sticks out in my mind is a 22-inch 6.5 Creedmoor we built for one of our clients. And that rifle was amazing. We only got to shoot it just to make sure it worked. It grouped well, and then the customer came and got it immediately. We wanted to take it out and see it, how it grouped at different distances, but the customer wanted his gun right then. And so, hey, customer wants it, he gets it. Yes, and Adam has built it. Our first one, the AR-10, in 308, is his everyday hunting rifle. It was out in the field this morning, and it has been used to great effect.
Yeah, he does a lot of deer hunting, doesn't he? He's been using the AR-10, hasn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, I think he grabs his safety as whatever he wants. But he's been using the AR-10 because I'm very excited about being able to offer that in the near future to our customers. And, you know, he likes to deer hunt, hog hunt, you know, on our platform, the 300 Blackout and 6.5 Grendel. He loves taking hogs with those.
Right.
And has done that to great effect this past year.
Hang on a minute. I'm trying not to cough and trying not to mute myself. The AR-10, now for me, I've had one, but I've never done that much of a venture into it. How much of a difference is somebody like me, who's normally 5.56, going to find when they go to 7.62?
Well, I mean, you're going from 7.6, from 5.56 NATO to 7.62 or 308 Winchester. It is a more powerful round, more muzzle energy, longer distance. We all know 308 Winchester. If you don't, then go look it up. But when you go to that platform, it gives you a little more versatility with larger rounds. And the AR-10 platform, you can do 308 Winchester, 260 Remington, 708, and then the 6.5 Creedmoor that is literally taking the long-range market by storm here of late. So on the 10 platform, it's a larger gun. It's a little bit heavier because it's a heavier bolt assembly. But it gives you a little more versatility as far as more powerful ammunition in the gun. With 5.56, you're limited to 300 Blackout, 6.8, 6.5 Grendel, things like that that'll fit in the AR-15 magazine. When you go to the AR-10, you now have 308 length cartridges that allow you to have more power in your rifle to go after medium game or, you know, engage longer range targets. You know, if you're a three-gun shooter in heavy metal, you can use a 7.62 AR. It is just like your 5.56 AR with same control, same method of operation. It's just a slightly bigger gun.
What does it feel like? Is it more of a thump?
You fired something.
Yeah.
But it is not that drastic difference. I know all of us have had experience firing an M1A. We all know what that feels like on our shoulders. Not that
bad.
Yeah,
that's sort of unfun.
But on an AR-10 platform, you can cut that recoil by a half to three quarters. And,
DTWS using any sort of special muzzle device to try to mitigate some of that?
Yes, we're using we've tinkered around with a few. We're looking to see what we're going to put on our guns, aside from the standard A2 flash suppressor. But I guess that's what it's called. But, you know, even with just a regular barrel with no muzzle breaker or comp, the AR-15 system, because it's just so great at absorbing recoil, that it tames the 308 Winchester. It tames the 6.5 Creedmoor and larger caliber rounds, so it's easier to shoot in the air. Once again, the AR-15 platform soaks up recoil like a sponge because you can play with the buffer assembly, the spring weights, the buffer weights to soften the recoil on the rifle.
That's one thing I'm looking forward to finding out. Doc has been talking about building one, and I've never been one that runs one, but I mean, for some to go from the designation of assault rifle, which is the 5.56 Relum, to the battle rifle, which is the 7.62,
right.
I see nothing wrong. I know there's lots of people say, well, the SCAR is a perfect gun for that, but, you know, the SCAR costs as much as a car, so, you know. And I'm talking about one with doors.
Yeah,
I'm not talking about So,
nothing wrong with the gun. It's a great rifle. FN did a great job at it, but that's a lot of money.
Yeah. And an AR-10 goes for where? 12, 13, 14, 15?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to start, you know, 1,200 and up, generally on AR-10. Some manufacturers on the forged realm, because you can do a forged AR-10, it keeps the price point low.
Right.
You know, there's so much out there on the AR-10. Me personally, I've resisted being on the AR-10 bandwagon. I've shot M1A so much. I have enough pieces, parts I've accumulated over the years. And I've been a slow convert. I picked up an AR-10 from the previous company I worked for, and it sold me. Because it's I won't say a better gun than the M1A, but it has all of the attributes of the AR-15 platform with a larger cartridge.
Yeah, that's going to be the only thing. I have thousands and thousands of rounds of 5.56, and I think I have 10 308s. Literally,
yeah,
10.
I'm not
maybe 11.
That much. Yeah, maybe 11, yeah.
Maybe 11.
Don't want too many to know how much ammo we got. But yeah, I mean, and where I'm excited to be able to bring the 10 platform out under the DTOS Arms logo, because everything we've done on the 15 platform, we're going to transfer it to the 10.
Right.
And bring our stamp into that. The other thing I have to mention before we go is stay tuned, because on gunwinner.com we have a special promotion coming out in the near future that some pretty cool stuff is going
to to find out about that, because I need to do a little cross-pollination, because Gunwinner's a sponsor, you're a sponsor. Mm-hmm. I need to get that out there. I might have to sign something out and go run that and then say you too can have it if you just go to gunwinner.com. Okay.
Exactly.
Outstanding. Thank you for joining me this evening. We'll have to do this again sooner than at this time. Sam Goodwin, you can find his stuff at dtwsarms.com. I will be in touch, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.